It's got to be frustrating at this point. I mean, you guys had some chances. What's the Milbert mood?
The Milbert mood is I want to take responsibility for not being able to tie up this game. That's what I want to do. And but at the same time, you know, I got a good hit on it. I was concentrated. I knew I needed to go far post. Maybe by a foot was a little wide. So I think, you know, again, we have, you know, it's not easy when you have missing pieces and five missing and four. We're just, unfortunately, we're not at that stage yet. We're still a really young team that's really fragile in terms of, you know, we haven't grown enough together. We haven't been around. So I think what we see right now is, you know, we're putting some stuff together. It's just that, unfortunately, we're not, some luck isn't with us sometimes, but also we're not creating our own luck, I think, enough. But, you know, coming out that first half probably was, we probably should have been able to do a little more in that and give a little more. And that's about, you know, we're just really bummed right now and just really disappointed. I think, you know, we have got a lot of people who have very high expectations on this team and, you know, we're not reaching them. We're trying, but we're definitely disappointed.
Yeah. Now, you're a forward, obviously, but you were winning a lot of balls there in the second half, slide tackles, just going in and challenging for stuff. Was that something you were doing in part to help fire up your teammates? Because it seemed like you really were kind of helping shift the momentum some there.
Well, thank you, but I think for me, it's about just reading what the game is giving you at the time and doing it. I think sometimes you want to get in, maybe your touch is bad, you got to turn back around and play the simple one. Sorry, you're chasing a ball down and you got to get in there 50-50. So for me, it's not so much about trying to do anything for a statement. It's just reading the game and doing what the game needs me to do at that time.
You guys are winless in the last eight, including losing the last four straight. I mean, offensively, just one goal in four games, that one goal coming last week. What's going on offensively? I mean, just because you have people missing, it's a different lineup every week. What is it?
Were you sure those facts are right, first of all? Just kidding. it sounds horrible. I think it's a good question. I mean, as players, we're asking ourselves the same thing. I mean, I think you see here today, you know, we got at least seven or eight really dangerous chances in around the box, across the box, into the box. Maybe sometimes we need more runners in there, or we need just, you know, a second and third and fourth option. Maybe that's it as well sometimes, even in the run of play, not even just trying to score. I think maybe we need two and three and four options for ourselves. And to be unpredictable with that. Maybe that's a little bit as well where, you know, on a team right now in last place, we're down, and as much as you try to say, you know, get your mind out of it, get your heart out of it in terms of, you know, every day is a new day, you still feel it. That's the reality. And I think we're a team that, again, just needs to keep fighting. We have to keep fighting to the very end, and regardless of where that puts us. I mean, we're a team that needs to button up our defense, needs to button up our midfield, needs to score goals from, you know, our forwards, or even more from our midfield as well. I mean, we've just got to do everything a little better. And hopefully, you know, we can set the foundation for these last, I mean, maybe it's the last month or so, and for the next year. And we build that way.
What can you say about Whitworth's play today?
What, I'm sorry?
What can you say about Whitworth's play in the net today? Your goalie.
In terms of...
Like how tight... I mean, because there's a lot of times when Boston had a lot of opportunities, they could have scored on her, and she came up in the clutch for the most part. Mm-hmm. What can you comment? Any comments?
Yeah, you know, what's really impressive is, obviously, this is the second game of the season for her, and it doesn't look like it. So, I mean, I think you've got to give her a lot of credit. I mean, she's a solid keeper, and you know, unfortunately, that we you know, put her in a position to have a one-on-one, and you know, that wasn't fair for her. But she's been playing great. We owe her, you know, especially when she played in that LA game, kept a lot of goals. Second half, I think we did our job much better in limiting Boston's chances against her and against us. And but what a great, I think she's got a great career ahead of her, and what a solid keeper. And she keeps growing day in and day out.
On the psychological side of things, how are you guys going to stay motivated and prepare for your next game?
Well, I think, again, it for me, as the experience calls for it, it's like, of course you're down, and of course, but at the same time, players, you know, you got to be chosen for next year. I mean, that's the motivation, I think, what you need. If you want to be here next year, and this is your team, and you got to put it out there. It's not done. The season's not over. And, yeah, we might have a little frustration here and there every now and again. That's normal and natural, but you can't let it affect your motivation and your effort. Or, I mean, I think, quite frankly, you won't be here next year. So I think those players that haven't been on teams that have had to really fight and struggle. This is a great experience for this team, because hopefully this is the first time we're going through it and we won't feel it again.
Great. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.